Again, as a reminder to media members on the line, just hit star one on your keypad if you have the questions for the coaches here this morning. We now welcome on the call the head coach of the Richmond Fighters, Russ Huseman. Good morning, Coach Huseman.
Hey, Rob. How you doing?
Certainly a disappointing night for your team and your CAA opener on Saturday as you fall 42-20 to Elon. As you've gone back and looked at that game, just talk about what happened in your view.
Well, I mean, they outplayed us and outcoached us. No question about that. They did a great job. Their quarterback's fantastic. Their wideouts, got open, made some plays, made us miss, broke a lot of tackles. Their backs broke a lot of tackles. So give them, give Elon all the credit in the world. They played really well. You know, with that being said, we shot ourselves in the foot multiple times. We had opportunities to get off the field, whether it's penalties, missed tackles, it's just so many different things in the kicking game, the kickoff return. That play, should have never happened there. We fumble one on a kickoff return. Just about everything that could go wrong went wrong in that game. Again, I don't want to take anything away from Elon. They got a good football team and good coaching staff there. But we can play better and we will play better.
You touched on things on the defensive side of the ball. They obviously converted, I think, their first nine first downs, 12 of 15, or third downs, and 12 of 15 in the game. Like you said, was that some things that they did that you weren't expecting, or just some things on your end that you feel like you should have been able to stop?
Well, the first one, we get a stop and we jump off sides, give them another snap. So the very next play, they throw a little flare out there, and we got two guys to tackle him for no gain, and he makes us miss. They convert that. So that was two stops right there, and then they went down and scored. We had another big stop on third down, and we got a hands to the face call. We had another, I think, another one with a penalty that gave him a first down. There were five or six third down conversions that, it was on us, and again, they did a great job, but, you take five or six of those, and those are five or six more possessions for our offense. That's getting our defense off the field. You can't play like that and expect to beat a quality team like Elon. So, yeah, I mean, they converted a bunch, probably six or seven were on us. No question about that. We had some coverage and Davis Cheek got out and, made some plays with his legs, but we had people there. He just kind of outperformed us there. And, we have to kind of figure out ways to not shoot ourselves in the foot and play better football. And I think we will.
And I'm here questioning you if you'll get that for us, Hillary.
You do have a question from John O'Connor with the Richmond Times-Dispatch.
Russ, you suggested after the game that since Richmond doesn't play this Saturday, give them a few days off, and then late in the week, start working on Richmond first before you worry about Fordham. When you start working on Richmond, what leads that priority list in your mind?
Well, for one, we're going to have to make sure we tackle better. We missed way too many tackles, so we got to tackle better. How we run, our team part of it. We don't have a ton of players on the roster, so a lot of times you say, let's just get them to the game. It's all quick whistles. We had our gap, but eventually, we can't just say, let's get them to the game. Let's make sure we're working on fundamentals and the fundamentals of finishing plays, and those types of things. So, we've talked briefly. Our guys are on the road recruiting right now. They left yesterday. And when they get back on Wednesday, we'll focus more on, what we got to do as a offense and defense to make sure that we're better.
Thanks. Appreciate that.
Russ, you guys had been one of the top, we talked about your running game, and you were one of the top teams in the country rushing coming into that game. Only 96 yards on Saturday. Some of that was just chasing the score a little bit and some sacks in there. But what happened in the running game that you weren't able to maintain the success with maybe that you had over the first couple of weeks?
Well, they're pretty physical up front. I think their front seven are pretty physical guys. You know, they had a bunch stacked in there to take the run game away. You know, I would have wished offensively, you know, we would have, you know, taken some shots down the field. You know, we came out in the second half and started to throw it and throw it downfield, and we hit some balls on them, loosened them up a little bit. But at that point in time, we were throwing every snap. But, you know, we can't just say, you know, we're going to be stubborn and just, you know, hand the ball off. And, you know, we gotta drop back. And I mean, we got to throw verticals. We got to throw outs. We got to throw digs. And I think in the second half, you know, we started to do that, and we got some big chunks there and moved the ball. It just, you know, there just wasn't enough time, you know, at that point in time. And again, we made some mistakes defensively that just let them match our scores in the second half. So, you know, no matter who we got playing quarterback, we can't just say, you know, we can't be stubborn and say, well, we got to run the ball, got to run the ball. We want to run the ball, but you got to, I mean, we have to loosen them up. And so as we move forward, we got to understand that, you know, if they're going to put, you know, eight in the box, we got to have the ability to throw it out there and pitch and catch and hopefully make some guys miss too.
Certainly one of the guys that had a nice night in your passing game was Keaton Fuller. Seven catches, 208 yards, had that big 66-yard catch to get you some momentum coming out of the third quarter. Just maybe speak on Keaton's performance on Saturday.
Yeah, Keaton did a great job. He's been really good for us. You know, this was his first big one, you know, where he got some big plays. But, you know, moving forward, we got to find ways to get the ball thrown down the field to him. And, you know, he ran a seam route, made a really nice catch and run with that. You know, obviously the first one, you know, we had a double move and he got behind the guy and Joe put a nice ball on him. But he can run. You know, he's one of the guys. Him and Charlie are doing a nice job. You know, they not only catching the ball for us, but they're blocking on the perimeter. You know, Charlie played really probably at about 70%. You know, he was banged up, but he gutted it out for us. So we got a chance to get him healthy, and we got to bring some other receivers along somehow, some way. But we put Joe in the second half because we figured that ball had to be pushed down the field. But I do think Bo can do that, and so we can't just say just do it when Joe's in there. I mean, we got to make sure Bo's doing that too.
In your opening comments, you touched on the special teams issues, the 96-yard kick return after you'd gotten it back to a 7-point game. Obviously, it's a big play, but then also that the fumble on the kickoff there in the third quarter. How damaging, I guess, were those two special teams plays?
Well, huge. I mean, you know, and again, the return guy for them did a great job, you know, finding a seam. But you know, we had two guys standing there. And a third guy, you know, there too. And, you know, just our guy just lets it kind of bounce across his face. And, you know, it was off to the races at that point in time. I mean, that's fundamental football. And, you know, that's on us as coaches to make sure that, you know, we're teaching those guys the correct way to leverage a ball. But, I mean, we had that thing leveraged. It should have been down on the, you know, 25, 26-yard line. And we didn't get it down. We had a couple guys out of their lanes, and that can't happen. And then on the kickoff return, we fumbled that. You know, we understand who's supposed to catch that ball and who's supposed to run the ball. First off, it hits the ground when it should have never, and it probably wouldn't have, because our main returner was calling himself to get the ball, and it was his ball to get. But we kind of got screwed up there, and then the other off returner got it, and you know, he got it out there and then fumbled going down. And you know, it's disappointing that you fumble the ball ever, but the most disappointing thing is that, you know, we practice, you know, those two back there all the time and who catches it, You know, who makes the decisions to catch it, who returns it, just like everybody in the country does. So, you know, the disappointing part was that we didn't execute right off the bat. If we would have executed right off the bat, you know, we're probably okay.
All right, Russ, thanks so much for taking time with us today, and look forward to talking again next Monday.
All right, see you.